Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, Woo! That's All Studios at the Avenue.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust, Woo! Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Wishlist season for Aaron Rodgers. According to Diana Rossini, he submitted a wish list to the New York Jets. As Alex Strove's favorite phrase, per Adam Schefter, the indications continue to mount that Aaron Rodgers is heading to Green Bay, including Alan Lazard agreeing to a four-year deal with to terms with a four-year deal with the New York Jets, where many expect Rodgers to be playing and to be a part of tomorrow when the new year league begins. That was his deadline. He said he'd have a decision done by the new year new league year. Everyone freaking out because he emerged from the darkness. 2 days later, the guy couldn't open his eyes. People still wanted to know what he was going to do. And yet he took his time. He strategically planned this out. And we'll know tomorrow.
Hero.
We'll know tomorrow. He'll be on the Pat McAfee show.
He's a hero, right? Not all heroes wear capes.
He's
sometimes they just wear number 12.
I do think he's a hero for a lot of people. And pretty soon, a lot of people,
right?
In New York, I would say. I'm his number one fan. I wouldn't say he's my hero. We're more like peers, I look at it. We can hold each other accountable and speak openly and honestly. 800-990-ESPN again, 800-990-3776.
Peers.
I'm of the belief that what's held this all up is the Packers gave up all leverage and Mark Murphy opened up his mouth last week and said, yeah, we don't want him. That meant that ain't no path back for Rodgers to Green Bay, which meant that they got to trade him, which meant that, wait, there's one partner that they're going to trade him to, and it's the Jets. And now at this point, the Jets leaking, hey, look, we've got all of his buddies coming. There's one road we're down right now, and there's no U-turns on it. And that road is only getting worse and worse for the Packers in terms of what comes back in return for Aaron Rodgers. What would you be willing to accept? At what point wouldn't you be willing to accept it? Like Gary Nakonwalk chimes in and says, I wouldn't accept anything less for than a first and second round pick. Or if he doesn't want to play for the Packers, then let him sit. It's not that he doesn't want to play for the Packers. It's the Packers don't want him to play
Bingo.
For them.
Yeah.
Like that's the crux of the issue.
It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating, right? Because, and I don't know how much stock I put into, I think it was the Bob McGinn report a couple weeks ago, Greg, where he said if Rodgers was to come back, he'd be the backup quarterback. I don't know if I buy it that, right? I don't
Zero
know if I
chance.
Buy that part of it. Right, I agree. However, you're right, right? I mean, you listened to Mark Murphy from a week ago, which I am still running the Muzzle Murphy campaign. I don't physically want to put a muzzle on him, but I just want him to stop talking into microphones. Because you're right, he lost all leverage when that happened last week. And that's why I think when Gary says nothing less than a first or a second, I've got breaking news for you, Gary. It ain't happening, dude. There's no way they're getting a first and second for Aaron Rodgers at this point because Mark Murphy is running around the rest center in Green Bay last week telling everybody with a microphone, we're going to move on or planning to move on. There's no way he's back unless things don't work out the way we want him to. It's incredibly frustrating as a fan to both see the greatest quarterback that's ever suited up for your franchise leave, but also watching every inch of leverage you had slip away because Mark Murphy couldn't shut his damn mouth. So yeah, I understand why you would want a first and second, but there's no chance that's happening when it's likely announced sometime this week.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Let's start with David in Kenosha. David, welcome to Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Just going to comment on compensation and Mark Murphy. I don't think Mark Murphy necessarily gave away all leverage because we don't necessarily know the timeline in which the deal may have been put together between the Packers and the Jets. So he may have tipped his hand. He may have said something that he wasn't supposed to say. But at the same time, we don't have all of the details that have gone on behind closed doors. So I don't know if it's 100% fair to throw him under the bus right now, only because we don't know everything. We don't know all the details. In regards to compensation, I think you'd probably look at somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe like a third-round pick this year and maybe something like a first- or second-round pick next year. You think maybe the price may have come down on Aaron just slightly, and it also comes down to whether he's going to commit to 1 to 2 years with the Jets. If it's a one-year thing and they're going to go all in, then compensation isn't going to be as high as some think. But if he does somehow commit to 2 years with the Jets, there very well could be something a little bit more substantial. So
yeah,
thank you for the call, David.
I think the tough part is, on one hand, you're saying, look, the deal was already done before Murphy spoke. And right. On the other hand, you're saying, but the deal could look different depending on what Rodgers would agree to. And I think the deal isn't done until it's done. So even if they had a handshake deal and said, yeah, we'll give you a first for Rodgers, as things played out and the Packers lost leverage, at that point, the Jets could have been like, no, we're not giving you a first. Take a third now. Chef Ed just texted in and said, I would take a bologna sandwich and a root beer. Just go away, Aaron. And that seems to kind of be closer to how the Packers feel based on the reports that we've seen and what Murphy said. Then, nope, we're going to hold out for a first and second. If Aaron wants to come back here, we'll let that toxic energy back into the building after we told him he's not wanted, after dedicating 18 years of blood, sweat, tears, guts, his whole youth, everything he could possibly do into the heart and soul of a franchise that wants to kick him into the curb after one bad year after back-to-back MVP seasons. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Chris in Milwaukee. Welcome to Scalzo and Brust. We're presented by Bud Light. Alex Strofe in for Benny Brust. What do you got?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Chris.
I don't think the Packers are that far behind the eight ball like everybody says. I think a lot of people kind of forget that the Jets really have no other option than Rodgers right now because their car is gone. Garoppolo is gone. So I think we get a little bit more credit than what we're given right now. As far as the compensatory pick, I don't care. Just go. I'm tired of the drama. I don't want him here anymore. And one more thing. Thank you for the intro song because that whistle is awesome. It gets stuck in my head and it drives my wife crazy.
I love it. Thank you, Chris in Milwaukee. And a big thanks to A&T, the Hope Boy, the brilliant creator of that opening song. I'll just say this to the argument that the Jets have nowhere else to go. The Jets weren't winning a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo. They weren't winning a Super Bowl with Derek Carr. They weren't winning a Super Bowl with Jameis Winston. They weren't winning a Super Bowl with any of these other B-level quarterbacks.
Mike White, right.
I mean, if they wanted to, they could go after Lamar Jackson and try to sign him. But, like, this is, to them, their one shot. And, yeah, if they miss out on him, I think they'd feel like they miss out. But they're kind of right back to where they started with the number two overall pick from a couple years ago as their quarterback.
Yeah, they biffed that draft pick, right? That's the one big miss that the Jets have, right? Because if they hit on that draft pick, we're not having this conversation, at least in regards to the New York Jets right now. And you're right, right? But that's the mounting indication to me, Greg. Yesterday, when Mike White signed with the Dolphins, right, the guy that was in the room, and Jimmy Garoppolo signing with the Raiders, with all these guys going and the Jets not even taking a look at them, right? They were never in those conversations with any of those guys. It clearly tells me that they are incredibly, incredibly confident. Whatever it is they work out, they're going to work out something with the Packers, whether that be today, whether that be in a week, whether that be in a month. They're confident they will find a way to land Aaron Rodgers in the Big Apple at some point. So, yeah, I get it, but you're right. And I don't know that they're going to win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers either, Greg, right? I really don't feel super
better
confident.
Better of a chance than Derek Carr or Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean,
I totally agree. Or Zach Wilson, right? Yeah. I totally agree, but the AFC is so damn tough. And Aaron Rodgers is going to have a hell of a time trying to get out of the AFC East next year. But that's conversation for another day.
800-990-ESPN. Let's go to Zach and Madison. Zach, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. We're presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
All right, Greg, I love you for making my point. The thing about leverage is not necessarily what you value the product as, but what the person you are selling values that product as. The other thing that makes it dangerous is the fact that Green Bay has no desire to win next year. Okay, you don't want to take that contract and Aaron Rodgers. I want to play Jordan Love, and I don't care if I lose. I can sit on him until you give me something that I think is worth value. And it's up to the Jets to reach what they think his value is.
So, Zach, you think the Packers will just leave Rodgers on the roster and turn the page to Love and go down that route? Give up $60 million, ruin their cap just because they didn't get the right pick?
I think that if the option is he retires and they take the cap hit anyway, or the Jets aren't willing to play ball with picks or cap, they have absolutely nothing to offer. There's no way they're getting all the money off of the Packers anyway. So if we're not trying to win, what's the benefit to moving him for less? They're really,
I guess it's
suck that much more.
Yeah, thank you, Zach and Madison. I mean, it's
I kind of get it. It's like reverse psychology. I'm a little confused right now.
You really have to be willing to hurt yourself. It's really spiting. What is it? Spiting your nose to cutting off your nose to spite your face.
There you go.
I mean, it's just literally. Hey, we're gonna hurt ourselves more because we don't want to settle for less. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Gary in Heartland. Gary, welcome to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
How you guys doing? So what I've got is that we actually gained leverage today. By signing Lazard, they just put $44 million into the leverage hopper for us because they're not going to go another route. When they sign Lazard, they got to take Rodgers. So now we should
Gary,
ask for more.
Nothing's official yet, so they can't actually sign him until the league year begins tomorrow. So they've agreed to terms, but I'm guessing the terms are: if Aaron comes here, this is what we'll sign you as. If Aaron doesn't come here, good luck. Thank you for the call. 800-990-ESPN again. 800-990-3776.
Real quick, Greg, in terms of Lazard and signing with the Jets, I don't know that I'm reading that much into it in terms of, hey, this is a handcuff deal with Aaron Rodgers, right? If Aaron Rodgers, for some reason, some way, doesn't end up in New York, they want to beef up that offense as much as they can because Zach Wilson's their guy then, right? And Alan Lazard is going to be, I don't know, we could debate it, probably wide receiver 3 or 4 for the Jets, right? So it's a lot of money for a wide receiver 3 or 4, yes. But I don't know that I necessarily view Lazard signing with the Jets as mutually exclusive as Aaron Rodgers getting to New York. Do you view it that way?
For $44 million, I do, yes. You're right. Without Rodgers, they'd have the cap to support it. I just don't think, like, unless there's an agent relationship. I think that everybody knows this is happening, and we're already getting there. But I do think that...
Right.
That leverage has played a role the last 48 to 72 hours. And I think Rodgers was probably on the phone with the Jets being like, you better not give up a first round pick. Like, you're the only place I'm going to go. And they call, you know what I mean? And I think that goes around and round in terms of those negotiations there. If you're on the line, stay right there.
I really hope.
No, all right. If you're on the line,
I was just gonna say, I really hope Rodgers doesn't have any aspirations to be a general manager after football. That's all.
I think he's gonna be traveling the world doing a whole lot of plant medicine with Aubrey Marcus. 800-990-3776. If you're on the line, stay right there. We will get to you. We're talking Aaron Rodgers at Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Trying to create some radio here. You're doing a horrible job of it.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Cause I'm on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again.
Josh, you playing some bangers today here on Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He loves taking recommendations, so make sure you call. Give him some good song recommendations.
John Bleepin' Denver, man.
Feels like one of those
John
days.
John Bleepin' Denver, indeed.
Bittersweet. The end is near, and you can feel it. The Jets... agree to terms with Alan Lazard. Diana Rossini reporting that Aaron Rodgers provided a wish list to the Jets for Lazard, Cobb, Mercedes Lewis, Odell Beckham Jr. And the Jets seem to be working on that wish list. So we keep getting closer and closer to what I believe will be a final decision or final announcement, I should say, tomorrow. And I believe it will be before Rodgers lands on the McAfee show at noon. And Rodgers will be talking about it and be super excited. The big question is, what are the Packers getting back in return? What are you going to be okay with that they get back? And what won't you be okay with from a compensation standpoint? 800-990-ESPN, because I think it's going to be much closer to a third-round pick than I do a first-round pick. 800-990-ESPN. Let's start with Hector in South Milwaukee. Hector, welcome to Scalzo and Bros, presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
Hey, Greg, it's Southside Milwaukee, not South Milwaukee. There's a difference.
I think that's fair, but I, you know what? I'll own that one. I'll give Joshy a break on that. I should have read that differently. Southside Milwaukee, I got you.
Okay, so what I wanted to say is, as far as draft compensation, what I want for Aaron Rodgers, because I know the Jets came out and they said that they'll do anything to get Aaron Rodgers. So the Packers have to have the leverage here. So me personally, I want at least 2 first-round draft picks for him. That's what I want. I know it's not going to happen, but that's what I want, because you're going to win a Super Bowl if you get Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be playing in the offense that he loves, right? And he's going to be familiar with the system. It's not like he's going to have to learn anything new, just the players. And then second of all, I just want to get to the bottom of this Mark Murphy conversation, because me personally, I don't think that he said anything wrong. He literally said that he wants to keep Aaron Rodgers on the team, but, you know, there's an asterisk there. It has to be, you know, he has to be all in, basically. Aaron Rodgers, he stopped practicing with the team. He didn't show up for the OTAs and all that fun stuff. And I just think that they just want Aaron Rodgers to be more engaged, but Aaron Rodgers just isn't as engaged because he just feels like he earned it all. Like, he doesn't need to do any of those things. So that's my opinion.
Thank you, Hector,
all
from
right.
Southside
Thank you. Thanks
Milwaukee.
For the call.
Southside Milwaukee.
Southside.
Shout out
Get
to
that
Southside.
Right, Greggy. Look, Mark Murphy did not say that. That's not what Mark Murphy said, right? He said, we would welcome him back if things don't work out the way we want him. He then followed that up with another interview with WBAY in Green Bay and said, ideally, he ended his career. He had a great career. He talked about Aaron Rodgers in the past tense. So no, Mark Murphy did not say he wanted Aaron Rodgers back. That wasn't said. Secondly, I know you said that's not what they're going to get. That's what you want. I want a Lamborghini and I want to live in a castle. I'm not going to get that, right? So I understand your point. Of course, we all value Aaron Rodgers very highly because he won 4 MVPs during his time playing for our favorite team. He won us a Super Bowl back in 2010, but it's just not realistic. Mark Murphy did objectively give away leverage on Friday when he spewed that nonsense on the WIAA state network. That's just what happened, Greg, right? Like, I'm not going nuts over
no,
here, am I?
If the Packers say, okay, Jets, we want 2 first, the Jets will say, you know, no, it's all right. What else are you
going to
do?
Have a good day.
You going to take him back? No, okay, well, that, and like, the Packers don't have another good option outside of trading him to the Jets. The Jets are the Jets. Like, they go right back to whatever house or street they lived on before thinking that they might be able to move up in the world with Aaron Rodgers, and they go right back to where they were, and they keep trying to build a young team with a young talent in a way that could project them to be successful in 3 to 5 years. Their GM's not going to be on the hot seat. Their coach isn't going to be on the hot seat. Like, there isn't a whole lot of heat over there, although there is a lot of excitement. Stephen Campbellsport, you just want to get rid of Aaron Rodgers, it seems. What do you got? Campbellsport, not Sheboygan Joshy.
Really necessarily want to get rid of Rodgers, but my opinion is it doesn't matter what the Packers get for him. With Goody doing the drafting, his odds of hitting on a third-round pick are about the same as his odds of hitting on a first-round pick. So,
I like that take.
That's my thoughts.
Thank you, Stephen Campbellsport. So. Hey, what's the they might
bad history
get,
in the third?
Maybe they should get a 4th round pick. They've been great in the Thank fourth the round. Call. The 4th round could actually be better than the 3rd round or the 1st round, I should say, for the Green Bay Packers. Let's go to Matt.
He hasn't been that bad in the 1st round, has he? He hasn't been that bad in the first. I mean, Jordan Love was bad right now. It stands as a bad pick because he hasn't played. But other than that, right? Rashawn Gary was a hit. Jair was a hit. Rashawn Gary was a hit. I mean, he's been pretty good in the
Kevin
first
King,
round.
Kevin King, not so anyway. Much, you know, but whatever.
That was technically a second round pick.
Picks
like 34, I think.
Oh, Savage is who I'm thinking of. They picked him in the first round.
Yeah, Savage, not so much.
Devontae Wyatt, and we'll see, but a little too early.
We'll see. Walker, we'll see.
Steven Sheboygan, welcome to Scalzo and Brust this time around. Sorry, Steve, a little confusion on which Steve we were going to. We are presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
A couple things. First off, you know, I think for the trade, I think we should get, you know, if we can't get the first, we should get maybe a couple second rounds and a third. And then the other thing was, you know, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, if you guys think that he's going to go to New York and win a Super Bowl, I think you're kind of mistaken, because he had the last 11 or 12 seasons to do it here, and he still couldn't do it. And then what was this wish list that he proposed to New York?
He wanted, according to Diana Rossini, thank you for the call, Steven Sheboygan, he wanted Alan Lazard, Mercedes Lewis, Odell Beckham Jr., and Randall Cobb was on his wish list. The Jets, I don't think they'll sign all of them, but they started with an Alan Lazard piece. And, you know, one texter brought it up. I think the strongest argument against it from making sense is, how's that going to make some of the Jets feel that are currently on the team? But honestly, who cares? Like, it's Aaron's team.
Nobody
cares.
As soon
as he walks into that locker room, it's his team. He's going to be the one that calls the shots. 800-990-3776, 800-990-ESPN. Let's go to Matt in Madison. And the other thing I want people to start thinking about is, like, you might want a first. You might think you should get a first or a second. I maybe this is on me, and I need to reposition the question. Like, would you take a fourth-round pick from the Jets to get rid of Aaron Rodgers? Or would you want to sit awkwardly with Rodgers and Love and potentially hurt the future of the franchise if you believe that future is Jordan Love? But first, Matt, I didn't give you that assignment, and I brought you on the air so you could go with whatever you want. Matt, in Madison, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. What do you got?
Thanks, guys. Not a problem. You know, I wouldn't go with a fourth-round pick. I would want some earlier round picks. If we can't get, like, you know, like the previous caller said, if we can't get a first, get a couple seconds, but frankly, at this point, I think a player like Aaron, a caliber, Tom Brady set a precedence that Aaron kind of looks like a jerk on later, with the whole Brady wanting to take less money to win later in his career, where Aaron has kind of played off like that girlfriend that just doesn't want to commit to you. And I've heard it said a couple times that we're kicking an 18-year veteran to the curb, and I don't think it's that black and white. I don't think the guy's been all in for a while, and I think we should have got rid of him last year to get more value.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that history will tell us that. But what do you mean he hasn't been all in for a while? This is a guy that won back-to-back MVPs, won 26 games with the number one seed in the NFC both years, and last year he played through an injury. You could say whatever you want. He missed 2 weeks of practice in April that nobody's ever cared about until they went 8-9. He also missed it the years before when he won MVP in back-to-back years, and nobody complained about it then. So, like, I don't get that whole trope. And it's also a guy that committed 3 years to the Packers, and then when he got hurt and the team wasn't going so well, they were making googly eyes at Jordan Love, and now the freaking president of the team is going on not national TV, but the WIAA.
No, girls, statewide TV.
Statewide TV in Wisconsin, and saying, yep, you know, is there a chance he comes back? Yes. If things don't work out the way that we want them to, he'll be back.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I understand the optics of going out and doing a four-day darkness retreat in the month of March or late February, whatever it was, right? I understand that might not seem like all into you. But let's just take some professions. I don't know. Teachers have the summer off, right? If they're not, you know, reading their curriculum every day, does that mean they're not all in on shaping the youth of America? Absolutely not. They're allotted that time off. Aaron Rodgers is allotted this time to figure out if he wants to play because he's 39 years old, right? That's old for a quarterback. I mean, Tom Brady is the exception, not the rule. He is the only quarterback to ever have a very successful run into his 40s. Aaron Rodgers looks like he could be on that path as well. But Aaron Rodgers right now has nothing to do with it. To your point, Greg, OTAs, yeah, I understand the point from last year, but it didn't bother me at the time, and it really doesn't bother me now. I don't think you're winning three more games in the regular season just because Aaron Rodgers showed up to Green Bay in April. So I don't like the argument that he's not all in, because when he commits, he is all in. And I fully believe last season, even though it was a rough one, in 8 and 9 year, he was all in. I don't think you can argue with that.
I totally agree. The other thing that I agree with is with our friend Mark Tauscher, and we talk about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They are simply the best. Number one when it comes to quality. Number one when it comes to installation. And right now, through the end of the month, you can get 0% financing for up to 4 years. Think about that. 48 months, 0% financing. Make this winter the last time you give your windows the old Saran Wrap insulation treatment. Nope, you don't need that anymore. Call Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin today. The beauty of getting new windows and doors from Pella is that they're able to customize to match your unique home decor. Trust me, I've got very unique home decor. And they came and they matched it perfectly. Looks like it was built with the house. They'll paint, stain, or leave bare. Whatever you decide looks best. PellaWI.com/radio, PellaWI.com/radio. Get an appointment set before the end of the month and get that 0% financing for up to 4 years. If you're on the line, stay right there. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. We'll keep rolling with you. We'll keep rolling with Aaron Rodgers. Alex Stroh in for Ben Brust. It is Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
It's so weird that the one thing you're humble about is the thing you're best at, and everything else that you stink at, you think you're the greatest at.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Expect an answer on the Aaron Rodgers, will he, won't he? Or I should say Green Bay Packers, will he, won't he? Because it's really their decision. Tomorrow, as he appears on Pat McAfee's show at noon, well within the deadline that he gave the world of before the next league year begins. What? That's what he said.
Well within, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And so we anticipate seeing that tomorrow. It continues to look like the Jets is the landing spot for Rodgers, as the Jets have agreed to terms with Alan Lazard, part of Aaron Rodgers' wish list for the New York Jets, reported earlier today from Diana Rossini. And I believe that the leverage continues to slip for the Packers. The longer this has gone on, the more that other teams have committed themselves to quarterbacks. There's really one place for Aaron to go, and the Packers have made it known that they do not want him to come back. So I ask you, would you take a fourth-round pick for Aaron Rodgers at this point? Are you at the point where you just say, you know what, like, we're committed to Love, and if you bring Rodgers back, you might lose Love. So if you're committed to Love, are you going to take a fourth-round pick? Would you be willing to do it? 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776.
I'm close. I'm not quite there yet. You can drag it out for another week or two. Because I think you... Wow. Mature, Josh. Very mature. I'm close, but yeah, I think we can push it to a third. I think they would get up to a third. But I don't want to fall for this Favre thing all over again, because it was a fourth-round pick for Favre back in 08. And I just don't think that's enough. And Rodgers has been playing a lot better, a lot more recently than Favre was in 08. So I think you can. A third hurts, though. A third. I'm thinking this through out loud, Greg. Bear with me for a second. I think a second makes a lot of sense. I think that's what they'll agree on. A third would sting, but I wouldn't be upset. But anything outside of the first 2 days of the NFL draft would really frustrate me.
800-990-3776. Let's go to Dale in West Bend. I got it, Joshy. Dale, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. We're presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. What do you got?
Hey, thanks, guys. I know you probably have a lot of callers, so I'm going to try and do what Tauscher says and be brief and be brilliant, and I hope I don't let you down. First off, Joshy, banger for bringing this in. Should I stay or should I go? I know we may be past that point a little bit, but the decision has been made, so it still applies. Second question, fourth round pick. I would not want to, but if that's all they could get, I would take it, because I think the Packers have a chance of winning the Super Bowl only in the sense that they can win the division. And if you make the playoffs, you have a chance, but they have about as slim of a chance as any playoff team there would be. What I think they should get, second and a third. And I say that because one of the things that I don't hear a lot of people talking about is the fact that Aaron Rodgers benefits the Jets, not just in the now, but also because they have a young quarterback, a second overall pick, that I think they'd be foolish to want to give up on this soon in his career. So if he sits for a year or two behind Rodgers, he has a chance to learn and hopefully win back the locker room. I'll hang up and listen to what you guys have to say.
Brief and brilliant. That was beautiful, Dale. Well done. That was a very good phone call. Yeah, look, I mean, if you subscribe to the theory, which I do, that Aaron Rodgers has done a good job of mentoring Jordan Love, which I do believe. I do subscribe to that theory. I think he's done a great job in helping his development over the course of the last 3 years. I think he does become more of a benefit to the Jets, and him and Zach Wilson already have a relationship. So from a front office standpoint for New York, I think it's a no-brainer. But the tricky part with that is can you get a commitment from Aaron Rodgers for more than 1 year? I don't think you can, because the Packers haven't been able to do it for the last 3 years. Get a commitment more than 1 year at a time. Right, exactly. So I think that's the tricky part to Dale's point that I don't know that I fully subscribe to, but maybe, right? Because when Aaron Rodgers explained his contract extension last offseason, he said he viewed it as 1 year, which was this past year, 2022, and then 2 years, and then a final fourth year on that deal. So he kind of looks at this part of his contract, the next 2 years, as combined, and that is how he can maximize the contract and not hurt the team in which he's tied to. But again, I don't know that you will get an upfront commitment from Aaron Rodgers for more than a year at a time. But a really good phone call there from Dale.
800-990-3776. Let's go to my guy Joe Bob out in Fort Atkinson. Joe Bob, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. We're presented by Bud Light.
Yo.
What do you got?
Beautiful day. Well, I kind of disagree with you and everybody else. I don't see why they would think about getting rid of Aaron Rodgers, and I'll tell you why. They let Adams go, which was really a bad move. They started rebuilding their receiver core with the MVP. Everybody complained about his stats. He played the season with a broken thumb. I think somebody bashed his ribs in, if I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever had broken ribs, but you can't hardly breathe without it hurting. So, and also they gave him a bunch of receivers who were bad receivers. Rookies, sure. I'll tell you this. The whole season was defined when, on the very first play, when that kid dropped a touchdown pass. That was the season. And, you know, with the guys that they have, not who they'll be, but what they have, can you name five teams with worse receivers than Rodgers had? Furthermore, they don't seem in a hurry to get him receivers. You know, I mean, hey, we have the MVP. We have the best player in the league, the best quarterback in the league for 2 years. And why don't we not get him any A-plus receivers?
Yep.
That's the way they work it. That's the way they roll. And to be honest with you, as far as Jordan Love goes, they don't have confidence in him. If they have confidence in him, they don't open their checkbook to Aaron Rodgers and let him have $50 million.
And thank you for the call, Joe Bob. They didn't have confidence in Jordan Love. I certainly think they do now. We're going to Travis in Cambridge. Travis, would you take a fourth for Aaron Rodgers?
Absolutely. Get rid of him. But the question is would Aaron Rodgers accept to be traded for a fourth-round pick?
Why wouldn't he? It's better for the Jets.
Why wouldn't he?
Because he's too big-headed. He's going to go down as Aaron Rodgers.
Stop, Travis. Stop with that nonsense. Go away. Come on. Aaron Rodgers does not have any say. Well, very little say on what he gets traded for. If the Jets have more draft picks in the first 2 days of the NFL draft, that helps him. It's a no-brainer. Come on now.
I thought Travis made a good point.
I understand you're sick of him. You shut up, Josh. Chris, you're as idiotic as that phone call.
Chris and Brookfield chiming in. Yes, Josh with a serious voice there. Chris and Brookfield, welcome to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. Would you take Aaron Rodgers for a fourth round pick for Aaron Rodgers?
I take Aaron Rodgers trade for a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, or not even anything at all. They got a third round pick for Brett Favre turned into a second round pick because of his performance. Rodgers isn't going to do what Brady did. He ain't going to do what Stafford did and take him to a Super Bowl because he doesn't know how to move the chains to get a first down. He's going to air the ball out. Let him have Lazard. Let him have Cobb because he's got to have someone he can trust to throw the ball to. I don't really care. Rodgers is done. He's a narcissistic person. But I got a question for you. Is this true? The NFL, because of Rodgers signing a contract last year on this date, he can't do anything until a day after the 1 year anniversary of his contract. Is that true? Because if it is,
it is
then
true.
All the stuff is what is Rodgers doing is nothing but a bunch of dumb stuff because he couldn't say anything because of the NFL rules. Is that true?
Yes. You're pointing out the fact that everybody's freaking out that Rodgers is being a drama, is digging into the drama and doing all this stuff, and actually he just couldn't do it. More people picking on Aaron Rodgers after all he's done is win MVPs and put his body on the line and his blood, sweat, and tears into the success of the Packers organization. I mean, unbelievable. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Quick shout-out to Cedar Ridge Distillery. They've got their original 86 bourbon, the best-selling bourbon in Iowa for the third year in a row, now making a home in Wisconsin. But I want to tell all of my single malt lovers, my fellow single malt lovers, about the Quintessential, one of the highest awarded American single malts of 2022, top 8 whiskey of 2022 by Wine Enthusiasts, best American single malt of the year by the John Barleycorn Awards, each batch expertly crafted in Solera blended, aged in non-climate controlled rickhouses, so that means that the weather in the Midwest, right, temperature swings 100 degrees each way, resulting in a unique flavor profile that can't be achieved in other climates. Check it out. Find the Quintessential. I don't know if you're a single malt guy at a Strophy yet or if you need to acquire that palate at some point, but it is, I could not recommend it more.
Duly noted, buddy.
That means you're not a single malt guy, and that's okay. I wasn't in my early mid-20s. Do you drink scotch?
I'm a bourbon guy, but that's single malt. It is bourbon, right?
Well, no, they've got a bourbon, as well, the original 86 bourbon. A single malt is what normally a scotch has to be from Scotland. An American single malt is a scotch that's
Wait,
made
is that
in America.
True?
Yes, just like champagne has to be made in the Champagne region of France. Otherwise, it's a sparkling
okay,
wine.
I didn't know any of this stuff.
All right, I'll teach you at another day. We got a lot more Aaron Rodgers to cover. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. If you're on the line, stay right there. If not, call us. Would you take a fourth-round pick for Aaron Rodgers? It is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
So would the new generation of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers then be that much more talented than the old generation?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, even though they're superheroes?
Oh, my gosh.
Even though they're superheroes?
Oh, my gosh. They'd be next-level superheroes.
Okay.
Technology, man. Heard of it?
This is the dumbest show in America.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that this one is a Joshy DiMaggio special. Nobody despises Aaron Rodgers more than Joshy DiMaggio, heavily leveraged on the Jordan Love train. Quick shout out to our friends at Smart Spaces, smartspaceswi.com, to see how they can help your office as they've helped ours in this virtual world. Your company has to learn how to navigate it. Hybrid work environments, virtual work environments. What if your company's space was smarter, technologically integrated, and able to perform beautifully across all virtual meeting environments? With Smart Spaces, they made that dream become a reality for us at Good Karma Brands at the 3rd Street Market Hall in downtown Milwaukee. It is truly amazing having all of your rooms, all of your conference rooms outfitted with the right technology to encounter in the environment. With a listen-first culture, they'll learn your business's needs and provide seamless solutions for your office. Once again, check them out, smartspaceswi.com. Aaron Rodgers looks to be on the go. We should find out tomorrow. When we can find out, I want to hear from you. Will you accept? Would you take a fourth-round pick in exchange for Aaron Rodgers? Because I think it's a lot closer to that than it is a first-round pick at this point. Let's go with Brian in South Milwaukee or maybe Southside Milwaukee. Josh hurt me on that once before with Hector. Brian, welcome to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. You got to be quick. What do you got?
Yeah, four? Absolutely not. They need to get if they're not getting a first, they need to get multiple picks back in return. Not even enough.
So you'd let Rodgers just sit there?
I wouldn't say that, but, I mean, they got to get better than that. I mean, that would be ridiculous. If that's all they can get, then the management needs to go, too.
Thank you for the call. I like that take. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Let's go to Andrew in Madison. Andrew, quickly here. What do you got?
Yeah, guys. First of all, no, I would absolutely not take a fourth-round pick. They've already
signed Lazard. They're desperate, clearly, for him. We can wait it out and get at least a second-round pick for the guy. And saying that, you know, one thing I really took onus to, saying that Aaron was completely bought in is ridiculous, in my opinion. You look at the amazing players like Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, who have really put the preparation and are in the weight room the next day after losing. That's the difference that's really made.
Are you there the next day, Andrew? Are you there the next day after they lose? That's absurd. Like, hey, I know the practice habits of this guy. Larry and Madison, you got 20 seconds. What do you got?
Thank you for the call.
Had the radio up.
Nice. Good contribution.
Alex Stroh, fourth round pick. Aaron Rodgers, what do you do?
I'd be pissed, but I would understand. You can't bring him back at all, right? You can't have him in the building. It would make me very upset. But no, I think it's a no-brainer. You need at least a pick within the first 2 days of the NFL draft, which would be rounds 1 through 3.
Big time thank you to Alex Stroh for filling in for Benny Bruss today. We'll get him back tomorrow as Ben continues his rally, his run on the rally on Bally Sports. So make sure to tune into that.
I thought they were bankrupt.
Coming up next, we've got Joe and Amber across all of our stations. Aaron Rodgers news tomorrow, I promise.
What you say?